This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild beat the Hurricanes in a shootout last night in St. Paul 4-3. They got the game winner in the shootout for Matt Boldy. Jesper Volstad recorded three saves during the shootout and says the team played pretty well all night.
I've been feeling pretty good lately with how the games have been going. I feel very confident and been feeling like our team overall has played a very solid game in our own zone.
Boldy, Brock Faber, and Matt Zuccarello all scored goals in regulation. The Wolves raced out to a big first-half lead over Washington last night before the Wizards had a strong third quarter to make a bit of a game of it. Minnesota beat Washington at the Target Center 120-109. They got a game-high 32 points from Julius Randle, who was not pleased with the second half.
Yeah, we just got to be better. Got to be more mature than that. We understand that they're struggling, but they're still a talented basketball team at the end of the day. It's more about us and creating the right habits, and you know, we took a step back with that in the second half.
Minnesota's 10-5. The Gopher women lost for the first time this season, falling at Kansas last night 63-57. Head coach Don Plitzaway.
We got punched in the mouth right at the beginning of this thing, and we got all toughed in a lot of circumstances. At the same time, we got 20 more shots than they did, so it wasn't like we didn't play with toughness. We did a lot of good things. We did not score efficiently at all.
The Gophers shot only 22% from three-point range. Gopher football running back Darius Taylor's excited for Saturday's game against Northwestern at Wrigley Field in Chicago. After several games so far with slow starts, he says a fast start is key, and there's one big key to do that as a team.
Execution. The biggest thing is just executing. P10, just getting the ball rolling. Stand ahead of the sticks. I mean, everybody just has to execute.
Kickoff Saturday, 11 o'clock. The Vikings are at Green Bay on Sunday. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
Obviously got a great divisional opponent coming up this week on the road, trying to get back on track, and I thought it was a great day of, you know, above-the-neck work, and we're going to continue to just strive and get that much better every single day.
There's another practice today. Kickoff is noon on Sunday. This is MNN Sports.